Welcome to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. I'm a homeschool father of five. Bill Jack, also in studio with us today. And friends, this radio program, this ministry, is about a reformation of family life in the 21st century. It's looking towards the discipleship of the next generation. We are bringing a reformation of Christian education into the modern world, into all of the Christian groups around the world, by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit of God, as He works in our hearts and enables us by faith to take on the challenges of homeschooling and the opposition to the zeitgeist. That is the incredibly powerful statist approach to education that has pretty much monopolized education and brought in a terrible, terrible worldview that has corrupted hundreds of millions of children in almost all of the Western world, and now seeping into all the other countries around the world. It's our goal to see that the Holy Spirit of God comes, and in this age, equips parents, equips pastors, equips teachers to bring a Bible-based discipleship into the modern age, and thereby provide for something of a generational faith continuity in the present day. Friends, we're looking at massive numbers of millennials walking away from the faith everywhere, and it happens because they sit at the feet of their humanist teachers, and they are not being discipled in a Christian way of thinking over 14, 16, 18, 20, 22 years out of their lives. And this, my friends, is a terrible, terrible breakdown of the Christian life and the Christian faith in the modern age. So therefore, our goal is to see something different. Now, Bill, here's a story that I think is an excellent example of what is going on. Parents in Santa Ana, California are up in arms because the Santa Ana Junior High offered LGBT fairs for the kids, complete with the drag queen providing makeup lessons. I'm sure it was all a lot of fun for the drag queen, but this is the kind of hellish, demonic, nightmarish scenario playing out in California at the bleeding edge of the Brave New Schools, but really at the bleeding edge of a thoroughgoing, humanist, autonomous, materialistic form of education that has completely abandoned the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. This is where it goes, Bill. This is where it goes.
And this is interesting because, as you pointed out, Santa Ana is in the heart of the conservative area of California.
That's right. It's Orange County.
Orange County,
I couldn't believe it. Southern California.
I looked it up
on Google Maps. It's Orange County, California. This is John Wayne territory.
Yeah. Well, you can't hold John Wayne up anymore either, because he was a sexist. He was a nativist. He was not a good guy.
He's also losing, I guess, his name on the airport down there in Orange County.
That's why, because he said some things back in the day which were now considered to be inappropriate.
So the parents crowded into the school board meeting down here in Santa Ana, California, to complain about it, and the response was interesting. The school board actually chastised the parents for daring to bring in their narrow-minded, bigoted, prejudicial opinions into the discussion.
So everybody who spoke against it had kids in the school. Those who spoke in favor of having this drag queen fair didn't have children, and they yelled epithets at the parents. And mainly the parents were from Hispanic background.
Right. So they were still, I think, somewhat concerned about the possibility of salvaging something of family relationships and maybe some sense in sexuality. But
what a racist school board to talk down to a people group that they have welcomed into the country. Mm-hmm. And now they say, you give us your children because we know better than you, because we're white and you're not. That's racism.
Yeah, yeah. And we're post-Christian, and apparently you're not quite as post-Christian as
we
are.
So you're backwards, and we're not. We're progressives.
Well, the parents were rebuffed in this meeting, and in the end, of course, the parents are going to have to go along with the zeitgeist, because that's what everybody does. And friends, we're going to talk about this more in just a moment, but for your information, our Christian discipleship curriculum, we have avoided the drag queen makeup lessons.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Completely avoided them.
So it's not face painting 101?
No. We've avoided the drag queen makeup lessons in our Christian discipleship curriculum. In fact, we don't even like to discuss these things, because to mention these things are contaminating to our audience. We hope that our audience does not think too much about the what's going on in these schools, because we are not to have any kind of a fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but reprove them. And that's what we do on this program. And with our Christian discipleship programs, what we do is we produce a Bible-based curriculum where the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, and the Word of God is as a frontlet between our children's eyes. Be back with more in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast. Hello, my friends. This is your host, Kevin Swanson, with a special message. You know, we face tremendous attacks on faith, family, and freedom in our day. This generation sits on a knife edge, and the social and economic pressures are rising exponentially. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the greatest need of the day is faith, faith-filled men, godly men to be husbands, fathers, and leaders. So this year, Generations is sponsoring not one, but two men's discipleship intensives for fathers and sons, young men, and church leaders. We are planning these men discipleship intensives for Paoli, Indiana for July, and Elizabeth, Colorado for November. Join me with Scott Brown, Mark Robinette, and others in Paoli, Indiana, or Elizabeth, Colorado this year. These events are space limited, so you need to register now for it. Register at generations.org/events. And we're back on the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. Bill Jack also in studio. And wow, there was a bunch of upset parents at this Santa Ana school board meeting because of the LGBT sexual fair provided these junior high kids. Hey, these kids were only 11 to 14 years of age and subjected to LGBT lessons, as well as drag queens providing their makeup lessons for the kids. The parents were upset about this, and yet they were rebuffed by the board. In fact, according to this article, I believe from WorldNet Daily, one particularly vocal woman from the board went so far as to call the nearly exclusive Hispanic parent crowd liars and fearmongers. So there was yelling at these Hispanic parents. They called them liars and fearmongers. Hopefully, by the grace of God, we will see Christians reach out to our Hispanic friends and our Christian brothers and sisters around the world and provide for them Christian curriculum and Christian alternatives to this wretched form of education that is utterly destructive and is not only destroying our nation and the entire Western world, but now is being very, very destructive in terms of its influence upon Africans, South Americans, and Asians. And so, of course, we are exporting our horrible toxic gas all around the world. And I've stood up in front of multiple nations. I've stood up in front of multiple governments around the world and have publicly apologized for the United States and what I call the toxic gas that is spread across their countries from the materialistic, humanistic worldviews that have been so destructive here. So I have publicly apologized for the United States, for the United States academic community, for the United States media and the Hollywood productions that have been so destructive around the world. So I think somebody needs to offer public apologies for the horrible worldview that has been exported to nations around the world, including to our Hispanic friends.
And we are the exporters of filth. We are the exporters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of all of this.
And we are the source of some of the most wicked things this world has ever seen. And we have exported some of the most horrible, horrible things through education, media, and pop culture that the world has ever seen. So let's be sure that as Christians, when we have access to other nations, we stand up and humbly apologize for the horrible things, the horrible ideologies, and the horrible media that we have exported to these nations. And I have taken upon myself that role to be an official apologist, one who to apologize for America and the sorts of things that we produce through our education and media services. Well, friends, as I've mentioned, our Christian discipleship curriculum is avoiding the drag queen makeup lessons, but not just the fruits, but the roots as well. Remember, it's not just fruits, it's roots as well. You know, we used one of the most popular, probably the most popular Christian homeschool science book for our 11th grade kids. And I pulled this back out to look at it because I have just started writing our 6th grade science biblical worldview course. Now, my background is science. My background is engineering. I got my bachelor's of science in mechanical engineering. So I am most interested in science. Now, up to this point, most of my curriculum has been in the field of history and literature, because that's been the area in which the humanists have corrupted most of the curriculum that infects Christian schools and Christian homeschools in this country. So we have launched a reformation in the area of liberal arts. But I've also gone back into science, and I opened up this Christian homeschool science book, probably the most popular one for 11th grade students. And I couldn't find a single Bible verse in the whole book.
Really?
600 pages and not a single Bible verse. I was stunned. In fact, there was one reference to good luck. Good luck. And I noticed that my wife had scrawled out the good luck and had handwritten in, "May God be with you." Yeah. So my wife actually had to correct a little bit of the humanism that had creeped into this this homeschool science book. And friends, not a single reference to praising God in 580 pages. And folks, a good deal of Christian home education is just not Christian. Yeah. I think we just need to come to that conclusion, friends. It's time for us to bring a radical, radical reformation into the area of education, especially in the area of Christian home education in this country. In fact, the idea that just pulling our kids out of the public schools and putting them in private schools, Christian schools, or homeschools, and yet borrowing the same approach to textbooks that are used in public schools, friends, is a total disaster. So I've embarked on writing this sixth grade science biblical worldview course. It will be out in a few months, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. But hundreds of upon hundreds of Bible verses. I mean, I can't go for more than a paragraph or two. Speaking of the mosquito, or speaking of the honeybee, or speaking of the octopus. I've been working through basically our sixth grade science book is bringing a biblical worldview into the area of creation and the animal creation more specifically. It's one of the most exciting books I think I've ever written because of all the amazing things that God has done in creation. And I cannot help, Bill, But bring in God's word, bring in a psalm, bring in a hymn, bring in a praise to God here and there. Hundreds upon hundreds of Bible verses in my science curriculum, friends, for sixth graders, and hundreds of references to praising God and acknowledging God's hand in every aspect of his creation. You know, it's time to abandon the humanist foundations of knowledge and replace them with Christian foundations. We complain about fruits. We clip the fruits, but we water the roots. I got this from a pastor in the Bahamas. I was down in the Bahamas doing some ministry down there. Did I mention that to you?
I was down in the Bahamas. Yeah, you've been.
I was down in the Bahamas doing ministry in the Bahamas.
We were freezing up here.
Yeah,
okay. We were not doing ministry up here. We were just surviving up here.
But I tell you, Bill, the best part of it was not the beaches. I'm telling you, it was the fellowship. It was the interaction with our Christian brothers and sisters in the Bahamas. Very concerned, of course, about the humanist incursions from America, the toxic waste that we're pouring into that nation. But this pastor kept saying, you know what, we clip the fruits, but we water the roots. We clip the fruits, but we water the roots. We clip the fruits, but we water the roots. He kept saying that. And he's right. Parents don't like the drag queen makeup lessons, but they have a humanist approach to science and history in all their textbooks.
Yeah, they didn't show up at the school board meeting when they looked at their child's textbook.
No, they just showed
up because their child had got face painting.
Exactly.
You know,
when their child came home face painted like a drag queen,
right?
They said, we don't like that part of it.
Right.
But they had nothing to say about the textbooks. They have this humanist approach, this man-centered approach to science and history and literature, and everybody's okay with that. It's just they get a little uptight when some of the ethical autonomists take it to the ultimate conclusion. Friends, they have a child-centered learning styles that have been pressed upon them since Montessori and John Dewey and Jean-Jacques Rousseau and others, instead of a God-centered learning approach. Child-centered learning comes out of Rousseau, comes out of John Dewey, comes out of Montessori, and so many others that were writing in the 19th and 20th centuries, just the wrong philosophy of learning. Our learning is not child-centered. It's not man-centered. It's not system-centered. It's not parent-centered. It's God-centered. And friends, I think this is one of the major battles of the day. In fact, there has been something of a disagreement among humanists as to whether education must be system-centric or child-centric. The battle of ideas rages most ferociously in the area of education, and Satan wants to limit the debate between two equally humanist positions. He would not allow us to present a third option. So the debate works its way out between man's system and man himself as the individual. Should the child be educated for the system or for himself? Should the child be directed by the system or directed by himself? The modern homeschooling movement usually turns away from its status system, where the system directs the child, to an individualized system, where either the parent or the child is ultimatized. So homeschooling has become characterized by a self-orientation and a child orientation, and this becomes the reigning position of the movement. And we see that's why homeschoolers are drawn to the Montessoris and the other child-centered approaches that are out there. Friends, I'm here to tell you there needs to be a radically different approach than the child-centered approach. There needs to be a radically different approach than the system-centered approach. A radically different approach to any of these humanist approaches. And the solution, of course, is a God-centered approach. We need to go back to the Word of God and say, what does the Word of God say about the education of a child? And what it does say is the fear of God, the reverence of God, the worship of God needs to be shot through the material. What it does say is that God needs to be at the center of history. God needs to be at the center and the origin, of course, all of science. God needs to be the providential sustainer of all things. And God needs to be worshipped throughout. So, friends, I'm going to wrap up the program this way. We have a burden in this organization for something of a worldwide reformation in the area of education. We have so many discussions with our brothers and sisters from nations around the world who are crying out for something different. They're crying out for a Christian education. Yes, missionaries took the Word of God and discipled the parents, but they shoved the kids off into secular schools. And the kids continue to be discipled by John Dewey. And kids continue to be discipled by Montessori. And the kids continue to be discipled by Jean-Jacques Rousseau and the philosophies that are 100% man-centered. Here's the vision. We're crying out to God. We're praying fervently, friends, for something. We need help with a vision to bring a God-centered, biblically-based curriculum to the whole world. That's what we're talking about, Bill. It's a big vision. God has placed this on my heart, I believe. We're praying through this. But the vision is a low-cost, easily accessible, easily used, Bible-based, cross-cultural Christian curriculum, some of which will be on the internet to make it easily accessed. And we want this Bible-based, cross-cultural Christian curriculum for 90% of the world's Christian population to counter the destructive, humanist, materialist wave of education that has seriously hampered generational continuity in the spirit-filled New Testament age, especially in Europe, in America, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, Africa, and South America. It's only Antarctica where...
I was wondering, yeah. That just leaves Antarctica.
It's only Antarctica that hasn't been infected by this socialist, materialistic wave of education. And friends, you know, most curriculum costs $400 to $1,100 a year. And I have been with families in Mexico, in the Bahamas, and other places. They can't afford $400 to $1,100 a year without some kind of state subsidy. What we want to do is we want to provide this stuff for families, $25 to $100 per year per family to access our curriculum.
Wow. That is a bold vision.
But the way we can do it is through a nonprofit ministry where hopefully we'll find people who will get behind the vision and say, yes, sign me up. I want to contribute to generational faith in a spirit-filled New Testament age. And I think that this materialistic educational program that guarantees the apostasy of every generation is an aberration, and it should not continue in this generation. And somebody needs to stand up and be filled with the Holy Spirit and say, let's provide a different way in which we can see the hearts of the fathers turn to the children, children turn to the father, that we can stop this bleeding, Bill. There's been a bleeding of generation upon generation, especially as the humanist zeitgeist has increased its force to become so strong that it sweeps up almost everybody in its path. This is where we are right now, and we as Christians need the faith to stand against this and to provide a curriculum accessible to 90% of the world's Christian population. We'll start with the English, we'll move on to Spanish, and then on into Russian, Chinese, Korean, et cetera, et cetera. Friends, this is the vision for the contribution to world missions in the 21st century. Yes, we as Americans cannot help as much in the area of church planting because the indigenous pastors are doing this. But where are the indigenous pastors going to find the curriculum and the approach to education where they can disciple their own kids and provide for something of a generational continuity in their generation? This has got to be accessible to Christian pastors and Christian parents all around the world. I'm talking about in the hills of India, out in the mountains of Nepal and Tibet, down into the wildernesses of Africa. We need to bring a Christ-centered, God-centered, biblically-based, cross-cultural Christian curriculum to 90% of the world's population, friends, and we want to do it by 2030. To face off against the destructive humanist materialist wave of education that has so seriously, practically destroyed generational continuity in what is supposed to be a spirit-filled New Testament age. Friends, it's time for Christians to rise up and provide something like this. Now, our number one need is not the finances. Yes, we will need about $8 million to pull this off, but my number one need is somebody else needs to have this call on them. I sense a call to this, but I can't do this myself. There has to be somebody else in the world where God has called them to write and to call them to write for a ministry and provide something for a worldwide Christian population. There has to be somebody else who has a vision like this. So, Bill, I can't move ahead with this. I simply can't move ahead with this myself. I'm just making the call on this radio program because that's the only access I have to as many people as may have something of a call of God on them to a worldwide ministry. So I'm looking for anybody in the world. I'm looking for Americans. They might be British. They might be Australian. They might be Spanish-speaking Mexicans. They might be Russians. They might be Koreans. I'm talking to the world right now, and I'm saying we need people who are called to bringing a Christian education to the whole world, starting with the Word of God itself, starting with the Bible, first and foremost. We're going to start with the Word of God because that is the most cross-cultural book in the world. Do you agree with that, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, can you think of a more cross-cultural book?
Number one bestseller, most translated book.
Absolutely. We are going to center first or fifth grade around the Word of God itself. And so vocabulary, spelling, content, grammar, all of that will be centered around the Word of God from cover to cover in first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. Friends, it's time to provide something of a contribution to the world, especially in the area of Christian education, Bill.
So you're looking for an army. You're wanting to build an army. An army of writers.
Editors, translators, publishers. I can't be the publisher. Somebody out there. I believe there's somebody out there who's called to Christian ministry and to strengthen the things that remain and to provide something of a robust foundation for generational continuity for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe there are people out there who love Jesus. They love his word. They love his church. They love his people. And they love his worldwide kingdom. I really believe there is something out there, Bill, but we can't be providing a for-profit $450 curriculum package to poor little families in the Philippines. It's ridiculous. That ain't going to happen on my watch. So, friends, generational faith is more value than, you know, $4 million Christian movies that just come and go. And I think it's time to focus less on encouraging people to put their relatives, their children in orphanages and schools. And I think it's time to start working on generational faith, family discipleship in Africa and Asia, where we'll have real long-lasting cultural change. You know, orphanages are important, but family discipleship will yield long-term fruit.
It will do away with orphanages eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you putting your mission dollars? Funding one Western missionary at $100,000 per year would have smaller impact compared to two indigenous pastor families who home disciple their kids and began to dig deeper foundations for the faith for future generations in their respective countries. I want you to think about where we put our resources. It's time. It's time. It's time to invest in international generational faith continuity, friends. So if anybody senses a call to writing Bible-based curriculum for first through fifth grade, as well as through sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, if there's anybody in the world that is sensing a call to write and to translate, then simply email me at host@generations.org. If anybody senses a call to ministry work like this, and the call isn't from me, the call has got to be from God, and that's the other requirement here. Would you please email me at host@generations.org? If you sense a call upon yourself to join forces with us as we present something of a Bible-based international curriculum by the year 2030, if you're a financier, great. But what I'm really looking for right now is somebody who's called to write, somebody called to edit and publish, and they absolutely are in love with the Church of Jesus Christ and want to contribute something to the whole world. If you're in that camp, please email me at host@generations.org. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Generations Radio broadcast, and I'd encourage you to take a look at what we've already accomplished for the American Christian homeschool and Christian school groups. We obviously focus on the Word of God. It's a frontlet between our children's eyes. We put hundreds, if not thousands, of verses strewn through our American God's Providence 10th grade history course. We continue to present a Christian classics approach. In fact, we just got our shipment of Robinson Crusoe, Heidi, The Holy War and Pilgrim's Progress for young kids. We've got those four classics with the study guides available for order at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. We've already created 6th grade through 12th grade literature and history. Check it out at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. You want to know what we've already accomplished for the American audience. But friends, we're looking at doing something for the entire international audience, K-12. If you're interested, simply come to our website at generations.org and check out the curriculum already available. And email me if you're a writer, editor, or a publisher that would like to join arms with us and create this vision for the world. Email me at host@generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.